Cvičení 4. Zadání 1.
Tape script 10. Speaker 1.
Is it worth getting a job when you're a teenager? We all know that teenagers need money. Your pocket money isn't enough for your mobile phone calls, the new CDs you desperately need, and going out with your friends in the evenings. So, what do? Nag your parents until they give you more money? Or get a part-time job? That's what 1.1 million schoolchildren in the UK do. All young people should have some work experience. It can help them in the real world, and it can help them to decide what to do in the future. And what's more, Saturday jobs help parents financially. It's not always possible for modern parents to buy expensive trainers and clothes.
Speaker 2.
As far as I know, the most popular jobs for teenagers are babysitting and paper rounds. That means delivering newspapers to people's houses in the mornings and evenings. Other jobs that young people do include working in shops, walking dogs, or cleaning. But are young people who work treated fairly? In the UK, there is a minimum wage. Adults must be paid at least £4.20, a rough equivalent of €6 an hour. But there isn't a minimum wage for people under 18. 17% of teenagers earn £2, which equals €2.88 an hour or less. Have you heard of a 15-year-old boy called Edward Desclays? He thought it was unfair. What's more, he also thought it was wrong that he lost his job because he couldn't find anyone to deliver his newspapers while he was on holiday. He took his employers to court, but the judges decided he was too young to be paid the minimum wage or holiday pay.
Speaker 3.
But should young people be working at all? Most teenagers are already very busy. Schools give them a lot of homework, and many have important exams to prepare for. Besides, it's important for teenagers to have time for social life and to have hobbies. Having a job can make young people too tired to do their schoolwork, and a job also distracts young people from their studies. Although there are laws about how much work young people are allowed to do, 1 in 10 secondary school children play truant so they can go to work.
Speaker 4.
A job teaches young people the value of work. It helps them understand how hard their parents work to buy them things. What's more, there are regulations concerning the amount of time school children are allowed to spend at work. For example, children aged 15 to 16 can only work 8 hours, and 13 to 14-year-olds can work 5 hours on a Saturday. On Sundays, children are only allowed to work for 2 hours between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. During non-school weeks, children aged 13 and 14 can work 25 hours, and 15 and 16-year-olds can work 34 hours.